Hey friend, it's that time again where we are opening up the next session of the Faith Fueled Mastermind for Women. So excited. This has been such an incredible program for the last 8 months, and we're just growing. And so if you are an ambitious faith-fueled woman who just wants to go deeper in your faith, activate your faith in a new way, renew your mind with Christ so you can live a purpose-fueled life, partnering up with God every single day, then this is for you. We are a tight-knit community of women, and we are growing in the Lord and growing together as a community. Make sure you head over to my brand new website. If you haven't heard yet, it's addictedtothclimb.com. We just transferred about a week ago to that. So if you have been using kellytyan.com and it's not coming up, we are now addictedtothclimb.com, where you can find all the things that I have for you. My community, my prayer community, some great resources so you can activate your faith. All the goods are right inside that website. If you are looking for a speaker who wants to bring empowerment to your people, I'm here for it. So head over to addictedtothclimb.com for all the things and the mastermind that is starting in April. I would love to get your application and have a conversation with you to see if this would be a great fit for you. Let's go deeper in your faith. Let's elevate our lives together. That's what God wants. We have to keep climbing. So thanks for tuning in today. Enjoy this episode, and I'll catch you at the next one. Welcome to Addicted to the Climb. I am your host, Kelly Tyan. As a faith-fueled health and transformation coach, author, and breast cancer survivor, my mission is to provide you with the wisdom, the tools, and all the success tips that I've learned along my own journey in health, fitness, faith, and personal development. Plus, you'll hear some incredible and inspiring conversations that will motivate you and empower you to keep on climbing no matter what you're going through. Let's buckle up to start a brand new climb together and start showing up differently as we work our way to the top. Right now, this is your time to take in all the positivity and all the blessings that God has for you. So let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I just want to thank you so much for being here, for tuning in every single week and sharing these episodes, because I want to share something with you that happened to me last week. I woke up on, I believe it was Wednesday, with an email from Good Pods. It's just a podcasting platform that tracks your podcast. And I got a badge, a top 50 podcast badge from this company. And it just put such a smile on my face. And this is my message for you today is, I know it's hard to remain faithful. Faith is something we just can't see. It sometimes, you know, we are striving in life and praying and asking the Lord to bless us and have favor upon us. And sometimes we don't see the outcomes the way we want to see them. And for me, I've been recording my podcast for 3 years, over 3 years now, and I don't know who's listening half the time. I don't even know if my message is getting out there. And sometimes, just like faith, I can't track. I mean, I can track my progress with downloads, but the algorithm changes at times as well. That's a whole other story. The algorithm is crazy right now with podcast downloads. And so make sure you turn your download button on your podcast app. If it's not, just you'll see a little check mark at the top. Just click that, because all of a sudden, all the downloads have gone down. But that's not my point. My point is faith is something we cannot see, just like when I'm recording my podcast. And there's times where I don't know who's listening. I don't know if I'm doing this all for nothing. Can you relate to me right now? Like, can you think of a time when you're working so hard in your life and trying your best, maybe in a relationship, and the other person's not reciprocating, and you're like, what am I doing this for? Is it worth it? I don't know. Listen, I'm here to tell you to remain faithful in what you're doing. Keep doing good things in your life. Keep investing in yourself. Keep planting those seeds. There's a verse in 2 Thessalonians that says something like this. I can't quote it perfectly, but it's just keep doing the good things in your life because you will reap what you sow, no matter what. And although we can't sometimes see the outcomes in the moments when we're working so hard and our faith is at an all-time high and we're podcasting and putting these messages out into the world. Maybe you're a content creator and you're showing up every single day on social and nothing is happening for you yet. I'm just telling you to remain faithful. And I was reading the book of Jude, which I haven't read that book in a while. It's a small book right in the back of the Bible, right before the last book in the Bible called Revelation. And I was reading in verse 20. It's Jude. Let me just see. It's verse 20 in... hold on. Okay, I'm confirming that I was reading verse 20, but there's only one book. So just go to Jude and it says, I want to read it to you. We must continue to build our lives on the foundation of holy faith. Continue to pray as though you are directed by the Holy Spirit. Live in such a way that God's love can bless you as you wait for the eternal life that our Lord Jesus Christ in his mercy is going to give you. Listen, that's the bottom line right there. Remain faithful. Stay faithful, guys. There's nothing better than when you know you're doing the right thing and all of a sudden you wake up to a blessing, as I did on that Wednesday with the podcast badge saying I made top 50 podcasts in Bible category. It was such a blessing to me, and it was just God saying, daughter, keep doing what you're doing. Somebody is listening and needs to hear what you're saying. And I'm telling you right now, no matter what you're doing, keep showing up in your relationships, keep showing up in your health, keep showing up at the gym, even when you can't see the results. I know it's hard. I know things are not easy. If it were easy, it would be done by everyone. We know that saying. And another saying that popped into my mind this week, because I was so sick all last week. It was terrible. I haven't been this sick. I think when COVID was going on, I had COVID once and I was so sick, but I was really sick, you guys, all last week. I had to miss two huge events. I was so sad, but I kept praying, and the little mantra that kept happening in coming up for me was, without a battle, there is no champion. And I want you to think about that today. As you go about your day, you're striving, you're just trying your best. Maybe you're not trying your best. Maybe you've thrown in the towel, but God wants you to know, grab that towel and start again. Start again. Today is a new day for you to remain faithful in what you're doing, because God is there. He's holding your hand. He's showing up for you in ways you can't even see yet. I know he has so many blessings stored in the heavens just waiting to pour on you. I want you to believe that today. I don't want you to get tired and weary, but I do know that as humans, that happens, and it's okay, because that's called grace. Have some grace with yourself. If you have quit on something that you are passionate about, start again. It's time to pick up your feet. It's time to face that mountain and show up, because without showing up, you will never arrive where you want to get to. And I'm telling you, if you need help, I do have my mastermind. It is an incredible experience for women who really want to go deeper in their faith. They need the support, the accountability. They need to start showing up for themselves differently. This is what we do inside my mastermind. It is truly an experience for women to just take it to a new level, find out what they're made of, what they're capable of. And when we do this together, we really can climb higher. So I really pray that this short message will just stir up something in your spirit that you can do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I'm telling you, I have my moments of feeling down and out and lonely and all that, but God always shows up. And the more you show up for Him, the more you open your Bible, the more you go right to prayer instead of pity, God will start showing up for you in those areas. I promise you, this is the God we serve. This is why I'm so excited about sharing His message, because what He does behind the scenes, you have no idea. You can wake up one day and find the man of your dreams because God placed him there. We can't ignore that. God is ready to pour His blessings on you. I'm getting excited for you right now. I really am, because this is what Addicted to the Climb is all about. It's about the climb. It's about starting over. It's about renewing our mind every single day. We can't just wake up and expect the day to go great. We have to stay in that. We have to renew our mind. We have to stay in prayer, stay in faith. So my message for you is, whatever you're going through right now, remain faithful. Stay faithful, because we always reap what we sow. And if you're reaping faith, if you're showing up over and over and over again, God's ready to bless you. Just hang on. It could be another day, another hour, another month. Hang on. I promise His blessings are ready to be poured on you. Just hold tight. Okay, we're in this together. We are addicted to the climb. If this message resonates, excites you, ignites you, activates your spirit in some way, well, guess what? It will do that for someone else. I'm asking you to share it. Put this message on social media so somebody else can hear it. We need each other, you guys. Life is so lonely sometimes, and we need community. We need a friend to say, hey, have you heard this message? Maybe this is what you need today. And I so appreciate you being here. I'm so lit up that you are a climber in my community. Please look at the show notes, click on the link, see if this mastermind is something that you might need right now. I have so many resources, freebies, ebooks that you can just get your hands on. Go to the show notes, and I'm so happy you're part of my community. Don't forget, I have a few things going on. One being tomorrow, Tuesday, April 2nd, I am leading a free masterclass for you. If you need a boost of confidence, faith, a boost of anything right now, tune in. It's free. You can listen in, and I know that you will just be so excited that you did that. It will ignite your spirit again in a new way. And also, if you're local, I'm doing another major book signing. I have a few of those coming. Make sure you're getting my newsletter every single week. The link is in the show notes as well, so you can just stay in the know of all the things I have going on. And lastly, my new book, The One Prayer, will truly help you become more intentional about your prayer life. If this is something that you've been lacking in, or you need help finding a way to just pray, this book will teach you what prayer means, how to bring on miracles, and why we pray. It's an amazing tool to have in your toolbox. So I appreciate you, all the things. I'm sending you blessings and prayers right now. You know I pray for all of you, and I'm so thankful for you. Have an amazing week ahead, and don't forget, keep on climbing in faith. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for being here every week, because my goal is to always empower and inspire you so you can keep on climbing even when life gets tough. If you felt blessed today, it would mean the world to me if you subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And one of the ways you can help me is if you would leave me a 5-star rating and a review. This is really how I can help more people just like you. You can do this right on your podcast app on your phone. It's super easy. It will only take 1 minute. Also, if you want to be part of my private community on Facebook, head over there to Faith, Fuel, and Fitness, and I'll meet you inside. Or you can even head over to my website, kellytyan.com, to get more inspiration and resources to keep you on your own climb. Thank you again, and have a healthy and happy week.